This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
No, these teeth are not false. They are real.
The Wake Up Call.
Kevin, Katie, and Rain.
Twice every morning at 6:10 and 8:10, we do Gavin's phone scams. What do you got today?
Danny works at an electronics place and they sell drones, among many other things. And his girlfriend, Sabrina, wanted me to phone scam him. Now, I was going to buy a drone for a very creepy, creepy reason. And this takes a turn that I was uncomfortable with.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you for calling Danny. How can I help you?
Hello there. I'm looking for a drone.
What sort of drone are you looking for?
I don't know. I don't know anything about drones, so I need you to help me. Who is this?
This is Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Hi. Who am I speaking with today?
This is Sid.
Hi, Sid.
Hi, Sid.
Great. So what are you going to be using the drone for?
Well, how high do they go? How high do drones usually go?
Well, there are sort of safe limits and there are legal limits, and each one of them has their own physical, they have some physical differences.
Will they make it to the fourth floor of a building?
Yeah, that's only like 40 feet, 50 feet, right? Yeah, that definitely can go 50 feet.
I don't know.
Even the small ones should be able to do that.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay. Smaller would be better. Undetected would be nice.
Undetected?
Do they make drones so small that you can't see them?
I mean, you know, they can get small enough that you might not see it right away, but they all do make a fair amount of, they have a buzzing noise. So they're pretty, they are sort of, audible to most people.
But they don't make invisible silent drones.
No, invisible silent is a pretty big ask for any product, actually. That seems like a little bit beyond what they can do.
I mean, I've
why do you need to be invisible? What's your plan?
Pictures. I need it to take pictures.
If you're looking for like an entry level with a good camera on it, you know, I like the DJI Spark, which is pretty small. It's got great camera on it, and they'll definitely do 50 feet. I mean, it'll go higher than 50 feet. Plus, you got 1080 video and it's got a 5.8 gigahertz transmitter, so you'll be able to hear it.
I don't know what any of that means. I don't know. Okay. So, do you do lessons on how to use it? Because I need to use it today.
Today? Why do you need it today?
I need to take pictures.
Can I ask you what you're planning on taking pictures of, Sid? It seems like you have a very specific use case, and that might help me understand.
It's specific, all right.
And what is that?
Yeah.
What are you taking pictures of?
Nature.
Four-story nature?
Well, it's of a person, but I mean people are part of nature. So
you need to take pictures of a person in the fourth story.
I think my girlfriend is cheating on me, and I just want some proof. That's all that I need this. So,
well, then you'll definitely want it to be pretty quiet. I think these a lot of these might be a little bit too loud. Yeah, that is going to be a difficult mission, my friend.
Okay.
I don't actually know which one of these is the quietest one, but I think you're going to want quiet. I don't think you're going to have to worry about anybody seeing it. It's going to be, they're not that obvious, but definitely you'll want quiet.
Okay. All right. Okay, good. Oh, man, I got to be honest. I was a little nervous telling somebody what I needed it for. And finally, somebody who understands.
All right. Well, I was just saying, man, I'm sorry this all happened to you, and I hope
that we
are able to help you out.
We don't know if it's happening. I just have a strong feeling that it is. So I'm going to get my invisible drone from you, and then you're going to teach me how to peep on my girlfriend.
Glad we can help you, Sid.
All right. And before I do, I just need to tell you. Yeah, Danny, you're actually on a phone scam. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. What? You were supposed to be repulsed by that.
It's repulsive. It's terrible. I shouldn't.
There we go.
But I've been there,
nope.
Man. And
No, it's repulsive and terrible.
Oh, okay, well.
No, just say yes. It is.
You shouldn't spy on people.
Shouldn't spy. Yeah, you know what? That's a good place to end it. We'll end it there.
Gavin, to scam someone you know, email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.